So I'm talking to Moritz, who is the manager of Radio Nalifa, which is an Irish language radio station that broadcasts in Dublin. So Moritz, will you tell us a little bit about Radio Nalifa?
Sure. Well, Radio Nalifa, as you mentioned there, is an Irish language community radio station which operates in Dublin and broadcasts to all of Dublin City. And beyond, we've heard reports of us being heard in as far away as Monaghan and even the Isle of Man, as it happens. We were there recently and some locals were telling us that they sometimes pick up Radio Nalifa depending on the weather, I think. So we've been broadcasting full-time since 1993, so we are one of the longest community radio stations which have been operating in the country. The idea for Radio Nalifa came about as obviously Irish is a minority language. There's obviously less broadcasters operating in the country through Irish than there are in English. Obviously, even though Irish is the first official language of the country, we all know the strange status which the language has as a minoritized language. And up until the establishment of Radio Nalifa, there was only one radio station in the country which operated through Irish, which was, of course, Radio na Gaeltachta, which operates as part of the broader RTE organisation. And Radio na Gaeltachta really is the national Irish language service, which has a public service broadcasting remit. And really it is largely focused on the Gaeltachta regions in the west of Ireland. So a lot of the news they cover is local news, which is very much related to, almost isolated local communities on the west coast of Ireland. And a lot of that really was never relevant to people who spoke Irish in the greater Dublin area. I suppose if I can use my own example, both of my parents originally hail from Gaeltacht regions. My father was from Kerry, my mother was from Donegal. But I grew up in Dublin. We grew up with Irish as a family language. I was educated through Irish in primary school. So we spoke Irish. We had friends who we communicated with through Irish. But certainly as a kid, I never could relate to Radio na Gaeltachta at all. And while the station does have an important role to play in the broader broadcasting landscape, there was a need for something which focused more on Dublin, which was more urban in its focus. And that's kind of essentially why Radio Nalifa was established. So the idea for the station really came about towards the end of the 1980s. A group of people came together and established a cooperative, Corcham and Radio Clia, so very much like the Near FM model. And the cooperative then began the process of trying to achieve a broadcasting license from the IRTC, as it was at the time. And we've kind of since continued in that vein. We had a number of temporary licenses to begin with, and the station came on air full time in September of 1993. So we're 24 years on air now. We now broadcast pretty much around the clock, pretty much through Irish. We have a number of languages in addition to Irish, which are broadcast on the station. The only real rule we have is that 90% of the programs are in Irish, because that is the raison d'etre, or the entire reason which Radio Nalifa exists. But we do recognize the value of having programs in non-Irish languages, apart from English. That's the only language which we don't allow to be broadcast on the station, and there are quite valid reasons for that, because if we start broadcasting programs in English, then the service becomes diluted and really goes away from why it was established in the first place. But that's a brief background of the station.
And what do you think that you were mentioning those programs in other languages? What do you think that will attract migrants that I suppose will be the broadcasters in other languages actually to approach Radio Nalifa? Because I suppose that, as you were saying, Irish is a minoritized language in Ireland. It's even difficult to find real beginner classes for migrants, for people that doesn't have any Irish language background to learn the language. So how is that migrants will approach Radio na Lifa?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, all right. You mentioned that there is a bit of a void there in terms of Irish language classes, which really begin from scratch, because I think quite often the approach is taken within Ireland that anyone who has gone through the education system has at least a small smattering of the language. My own wife is an example. She never really spoke Irish, studied it in school, obviously, all the way through. But certainly until we met each other, never was comfortable using the language in any way, in any meaningful way. But when she wanted to attend classes to maybe bring her level up a bit, it was assumed within those classes that she had gone through the entire education system, at least learning basic words, basic phrases, basic sentence structure. So that is somewhere that there's definitely a void. I would imagine that there are some places who do offer classes which really and truly are from scratch, but I'm not actually aware of them myself personally. But in terms of how immigrants approach Radio na Lifa with the idea to broadcast programs in their own languages, I suppose quite possibly a lot of them originally maybe hear at some stage a program being broadcast on Radio na Lifa, which is in another language, and this might kind of awake a bit of an interest in them, and it kind of gives a message, it gives an informal message to the listener that our station is open to having programs in foreign languages. So at the moment, for example, we have several programs in foreign languages. We have a program in Spanish, which is presented by a lady from Venezuela. We have a program in Catalan, presented by a guy from Barcelona. We have a program in Brazilian Portuguese, which is very different, of course, from the Portuguese spoken in Portugal. But as it happens, that program is presented by someone who is from Brazil, but she also speaks Irish, which is, a strange dynamic. It's not one that's very common. But it makes for a really, really interesting radio program. Natalia presents her program in Portuguese, but also in Irish. So she kind of she flicks back and forth between the two languages. And that's the kind of thing that creates a really interesting connection between Irish speakers and, for example, Portuguese speakers or speakers of foreign languages. Similarly with Jaume, the guy who presents the show in Catalan, he uses a few words of Irish in his shows. It might just be the welcome to the program, or he might say, "Tá tú a gcéisteacht le Radio na Lifa," you're listening to Radio na Lifa. A few small phrases like that. And, even while they're only small phrases, they do create a very important emotional connection for Irish language speakers, especially, to go, "This is fantastic. Here are these people coming into Ireland." Very often they might be presented with a narrative that says Irish people don't speak Irish, which is something you hear from some corners. And it's not true, of course. There are Irish people, there are plenty of Irish people who do speak Irish, even though it is kind of a hidden language. It's kind of underground to a certain extent. But that's, I suppose, a brief kind of description of how that operates within the station. There's no specific reason that I can put my finger on as to why we do have foreign nationals coming to us. I suppose it's just a bit of a tradition in the station at this stage. Ever since the early days of the station, there have always been a handful of programs in other languages. We've had shows in Polish, in German. We currently have another show which is presented in two of the dialects of Ghana. So as you know, I'm sure, maybe as some people listening anyway would know, a lot of countries, you know, Ireland as an example has two official languages, but in a lot of other countries around the world there are several official languages, and maybe in addition to that there might be a multitude of non-official languages. So in a lot of countries, you know, particularly in Africa is one example, there might be a number of official languages, and then there might be there might be dozens of dialects spoken throughout the country, dialects of languages that might be very different from one another. So we have two dialects of Ghana, which are used to present a reggae program, which has been running on the station for many, many years, since the 1990s. So there is that long tradition on Radio Nalifa.
That's excellent. And finally, what, this is my last question, what do you think that migrants bring to Radio Nalifa, and also what do they take from Radio Nalifa, from their radio experience?
Yeah, well, I suppose what they bring to Radio Nalifa is, of course, it's a different flavour, a different worldview. The programmes which are presented in non-Irish languages are generally music programmes for the most part, even though they do have conversational topics as well. If I can take maybe the Spanish language program, which is presented by the lady from Venezuela, Betsy Medina, her music kind of covered in a program would be music that isn't generally heard on Irish radio. Something, again, which is a huge part of what Radio Nalifa does. So she would bring music from South America to the listeners, and Latin America in general. So all sorts of music which your average radio listener in Ireland wouldn't usually hear, and that gives a different flavour to the listener. In terms of, you know, they're also obviously providing a certain service to, I suppose, on two fronts, to native Spanish speakers who live in Ireland, of which there are many, of course, as you know. Then, of course, there are a good amount of Irish people who have an interest in the Spanish language, or are learners of the language or speak the language to a certain extent. And having a program available to them on the Irish airwaves and presented in Spanish gives them a chance to retain the language if they have learnt it. Again, if I can use my personal example, as you know, Sally, I spent a year living in Barcelona, where I became relatively fluent in Spanish. But of course, a language is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it fades away and it becomes weak. So for people who speak Spanish in Ireland, both native speakers, but non-native speakers, people from Ireland especially, it gives you a chance to kind of retain the language and keep the language in your head. And that example of Spanish is mirrored again in Catalan or in Polish or Portuguese or Ghanaian, whatever the examples are. So that's some of what the broadcasters bring to Radio Nalifa. In terms of what they take away, I suppose that they take away what every volunteer with the community radio station does, which is the experience of volunteering with the station, of having the opportunity, the privilege to present their own program on the Irish airwaves. And that gives people confidence as well. I suppose you have to have a certain level of confidence in the first place to approach a radio station, whether that's a community station or otherwise, but to approach a community radio station and say, look, I've got this idea to present a program. I think I'd make a good presenter. Will you give me a shot at it and see how it goes? So that's something which people take away from it. And I suppose also within Radio Nalifa, they're creating a special link maybe and getting a unique insight into a side of Irish culture that isn't maybe as readily accessible, we say, in mainstream society. And they hear, if anyone comes into Radio Nalifa, you hear and see Irish being spoken as a natural language, a natural community language, a language of everyday normal communication between people. And that's something, I think, which is very special, really.